The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, how are you, Jackie?
I'm doing great today. We have with us for a second week in a row, Elise Collarini, Intuitive Energy Healer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back with us. We're happy to have you back for a second week of fabulous discussion. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and see what's going on. I hear there's more construction coming.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, Elise Collarini, Intuitive Energy Healer. Last week we talked about energy healing, what it is, what you do, and we talked a lot about how you cleanse spaces. It's called smudging, and that's how you cleanse the energy in a space, whether it be the home, workspace, and you go through with sage. You talked about how you do it with sage. Are there other types of energy healing methods? And if so, what are they, please?
There are so many types of energy healing methods. Some of the other ones that I prefer to use is crystal energy healing.
Okay.
As well as Reiki energy healing. And there are many natural practices that people use, like sun gazing or standing outside and earthing with your bare feet on the ground. Many different techniques, all just to help us move the stagnant energy that is clinging to our body and our being and the spaces around us, to give us a free state of being and a happy, happy state of being.
So this is a spiritual way of living and looking at life and connecting.
Absolutely.
Okay, so crystal energy healing, that got my attention. What is that about, please?
Well, crystals are natural elements existing in the earth. They're all different kinds of rocks and stones and beautiful specimens. And they come from deep caves from within the earth, and they resonate at natural, beautiful frequencies of life. They help us to bring into resonance these different aspects and qualities and properties that already exist within us, but we may forget about them because of all the different variables of life that happen. But they help to cleanse and transmute. They're just tools to help us do what we're already capable of ourselves, but they bring a natural element and a natural resonance to the situation.
So they're reminders.
Yes, they're exactly reminders. Yes.
They're reminders. So we have these crystals, and there's different types. We'll get into all the different types and what they bring and what they do and how they heal. We'll talk about that in just moments. But you place them somewhere, wherever you're supposed to place them, and you see them, and they're a reminder as to what you're trying to achieve, your goals, your outlooks, your energy.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So let's start with the home. So we want to have this place of bliss, peace, and positive energy. What types of crystals would we use in the home, and how do we achieve these levels of bliss?
Some of my favorite types of crystals to use in the home are selenite. Selenite is white, and it kind of looks icy, and selenite has a very light bringing activator element to it, which promotes purity and honesty. So it transmutes negative energies that come into contact with the selenite.
It's often found correct me if I'm wrong, and if you go looking for selenite and you find it, And we'll talk about where people can find these crystals. It often looks like a wand.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so when it's used, where is it supposed to be placed in a home?
There really is no proper place to place it. Just by bringing these elements into your home, you're basically establishing that I'm not going to allow stagnant energy to build up here anymore. So it really doesn't specifically matter where you put them, as long as you are bringing them into your home for that beautiful reason. But there are specific corners, according to feng shui, where you can place crystals to bring abundance, love, creativity, family, self-realization, helpful friends and benefactors. You can affect your career and your fame. But aside from all of that, my favorite place to use selenite, in my personal experience, is I like to put it above the doorway or above windows, because it, no matter what energy crosses into that space, it almost creates like a barrier where whatever passes through underneath the selenite is cleansed, and the negative energy is removed before they even come into that space.
So there's crystals to protect against negative energy. There's crystals for personal protection. And then there's crystals for attracting abundance, money, wealth, things of that nature.
Absolutely.
Okay. So selenite happens to be one of your favorites. And is there a position northwest, east, south, selenite?
I would say to put it on, in every direction of your home, like one in the front wall, the back wall, and each side wall, that's like establishing a healthy boundary that is saying, I'm going to, this space within here is sacred. I don't want any negative energy to enter my space. I'm entitled to have my sacred space, a place where I can claim sanctuary and feel at peace and not be affected by all of the energies that are going on.
Okay, so I'm thinking, like, there are situations and there's events and people in our lives, and we get angry. We get mad. We get sad. We get glad.
Speak for yourself. I never get angry.
Okay. And we have grief and sorrow in our life. And so even though we have these crystals as reminders, these things still happen, right?
Yes. And I believe these things need to happen because we're on this spiritual path having a human experience. But these experiences bring richness and maturity to our being. So by using crystals or smudging or anything, especially when we're in a traumatic situation or a harmful situation, it really helps us to see it for all it's worth and to learn from it and to grow from it and to allow ourselves to move the energy into change to bring about better opportunities.
Okay, so gaining strength from our experiences.
Yes.
All right, so that's what this is all about. And so what other type of crystals are there out there that someone can find and place in their home for protection?
One that a lot of people are always interested in is citrine, which is very known for helping to bring abundance to people's life. But when I say abundance, I don't just mean money. I mean abundance in all aspects of life. A fulfilled life of living with meaning and having abundant relationships, abundant in our job, abundant in our creative expression, and abundant in our money.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of materialism and materialistic people, and that can often bring negative things such as greed, arrogance, and sometimes not the best types of situations to be in when you're dealing with that, when they're thinking money, 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 me, me, me.
Yeah, I know plenty of people who have money who are miserable.
Right. So, you know, if that's what one is trying to achieve, I don't know if that's pure.
Right. I would never suggest anyone use anything, you know, out of greed or arrogance or even competition. You know, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to me using any of these techniques or tools to remain heart-centered and with a clear state of mind.
Okay. So that's important to all of this.
So these crystals that you have in the home, what if you don't know they're in the home? And somebody has them in the home. Like, what if I wasn't aware that they were there? I'm just finding out that these crystals are in my home. Did you know that? I'm having a bit of a revelation here. Look at Jackie's over there. She's all giggles. Yep.
When crystals are in a space, they don't affect people in a negative way. They really can't have a negative effect. They could bring about change that a person may perceive as negative, but really these crystals just resonate at a natural vibration of thriving life and all that that encompasses. So by you being in a facility with crystals or in a space with crystals, it's really only going to pull forth from within you the beautiful attributes of your highest good and your highest self. So you may or may not notice, like, hey, I'm feeling pretty good today. And you may or may not attribute that to, oh, look, there's a crystal right here. Mm.
Well, I'm going to have to go play the lottery. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't know. That's kind of greedy.
Yeah.
But I'll do good things with it.
Yeah. But that's not what you're missing the poke here.
I know I'm not. I'm just teasing.
I know you are. But I wanted to say, Mr. Cynic, you have been in our workspace amazed at the energy shift.
It's amazing. It's a different place.
It's like almost every day you say to it, oh my God, it's so different. It's great. And you're feeling good.
Yeah,
now.
I was cynical too. A couple of months ago, we had the Mark Hayes, the paranormal guy on, and we were talking off air to one of the women that was with him, and she's
a median.
And I was like, yeah, this is a bunch of honey baloney. And then she asked me a question. Was my father had passed away about a year and a half ago, and she asked me a specific question about where he worked, and she came up with the company's name, and she goes, what's with this place? And I was absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
I was speechless, which is very unusual. So I start out as a cynic, but I try to keep an open mind because there's got to be something to this stuff.
Right. And I think you've been you're young. And compared to me, you know, and you have,
and you're young compared to me.
And okay, it's all a matter of perspective. Right? So you're young, and you've tapped into this amazing thing. And when I talk to you, I feel like I could talk to you for hours on end about this stuff because you're very gifted, and you've tapped into an amazing gift that you were given here. So I love that you're sharing all this with us, and I'm getting a lot out of our discussion here. With us today is Elise Collarini, Intuitive Energy Healer. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can get in touch with me by email at ekcollarini, C-O-L-L-A-R-I-N-I, @gmail.com. And you can call or text at 570-677-1283.
Thank you, Elise. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 1100 Audubon Drive in Clark Summit for $299,000. This beautiful home has central air, a 2-car garage, a stone fireplace, beautiful hardwood floors throughout, and the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system is all new. It also has a family room that leads to the deck and an outside patio. There's even a putting green in the yard. Not that I'm a golfer, but that would be nice. That's a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage. It was built in 1996 at 1100 Audubon Drive in Clark Summit for $299,000. And that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have another great announcement. Last week I had a great announcement. This week I have a great announcement. We're getting used to great announcements around here.
See, that's because you had the sage come in and she got rid of all the bad stuff.
Yes. Well, we proudly welcome Debbie Kohut. She has been a long-term realtor in the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. She has 24 years of experience. She's bringing to Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And she's been in the Century 21 system for the last 24 years. Very familiar with Century 21. She holds a degree in business administration from Penn State. She's a GRI designation, and she has taken all her required broker's courses for real estate. She resides in Dixon City with her family, and she has extensive knowledge of the communities within Lackawanna and surrounding counties. She understands the importance of preparing a property to be placed on the market for sale, and also the significance of purchasing the perfect property for the intended buyer. She's a member of the Million Dollar Club, and she's also patient, understanding, and very knowledgeable. She'll be delighted to assist anyone in need of an exceptional realtor. That's Debbie Kohut.
Who brings a positive energy.
She's
very positive.
A very happy girl.
Yes, and
a pleasure to be around. So we're thrilled to have her on board at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Savani.
And we're back learning about
intuitive energy healing. We have with us Elise Collarini, intuitive energy healer. We're having 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you regarding energy healing. Last week we talked about smudging, which is the practice of using sage to cleanse a space, whether it be the home, the workspace. And then this week we're talking about how we can do energy healing with crystals, crystal energy healing. And you're talking about all the different types of crystals that come from the earth, that are natural byproducts of Mother Nature and the earth, and that we can use them for protection in our homes, to bring in abundance, to bring in healing.
All right. I just want to make a point to you that this is not black magic or voodoo, right?
Absolutely not.
All right, good, because we're all church. Well, I'm a church-going person, and, you know, I hear this stuff, and I'm like, oh, you know, is this the...
Well, it was very important to me when I embarked on this whole thing with Elise back in March at my place. I did have to check with some people. I wasn't sure. I was very worried that I was acting in a sacrilegious kind of way, and that I was going to do something to defy.
Right. You don't want to go to the dark side.
Right. So I needed to find that comfort level, and I found it. And, you know, so to me, I was good with it. But someone who's hearing this might think that, oh, these are pagan practices, so on and so forth. But you explained to us previously that it is all about getting connected with our spiritual beings.
Yes, absolutely. Which ties in very closely to all religions and faiths. We're just, you know, here in our experience as humans, but we are very much spiritual, energetic beings, and, you know, it's natural and beautiful to take responsibility for that by connecting with the elements of nature, and it's not sacrilegious in any way.
Okay, so getting back to the crystals, you have more crystals to tell us about that we could bring into our lives to do some healing.
Another one of my favorites is black tourmaline. It's extremely grounding, connecting the human spirit to Mother Earth. It aligns the energy centers in the body and channels the healing energy to move freely through us. Or when used in the environment, it just brings a grounding element to a space to keep us secure, where we belong, founded, clear-headed.
It's one of the most powerful protectors?
It is. It is one of the most powerful protectors.
Okay, so powerful protectors against negative energy.
Yes.
I have to follow that up with that statement. Okay.
Yeah, we should keep some of those up in the office. Okay. Keep the negative. Want to keep all the bad guys out.
I think I can. You know,
we should put it right by the door. I think some people would be repelled instantly. They wouldn't even come in the door.
Bless.
Okay. They look so pretty. They might just be like, ooh, look at those pretty little trinkets.
Okay. What other types of crystals are there?
Another one is rose quartz, which is the stone of unconditional love. It really helps us to remove the walls that get put up around our heart of giving and receiving love. You know, even just saying it, giving and receiving love, like so many people would probably hear that and be like, you know, off put by it, because love is such a conditioned emotion for so many people. And when we're in that state of giving and receiving unconditional love freely, it really affects the way negative and positive energies even come towards us. So it's very important to have an open heart, and rose quartz totally helps us to take down the walls and become a little more vulnerable in the expression and receiving of love to and from others. Another great stone is clear quartz. It's known as the master healer, which amplifies and energizes the best qualities of anything, whether it be a person, a space, a thing, a situation. It's like the amplifier that pulls forth the highest qualities within that.
All right, I noticed you have a thing around your neck with some crystals in it. What do you have in there?
In here, I've got black tourmaline, which is my protector and grounder. I have green calcite, which instead of rose quartz, I use to open my heart for unconditional love. I also have selenite, which is my favorite, which is a transmuter of negative energy, and it just enhances the positive qualities of everything. And last but not least, I have citrine, which is the stone of abundance, but in my case, I resonate with it. Pulls forth my will and my drive to be the best version of myself.
Okay, so you can obviously have these crystals, you can carry it on your person, and you do so around your neck on a necklace. You can put them in your home in different places, various places, and then you can put them in your workspace, or you can put them in the glove box of your car?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Or your purse?
Yes.
Okay. So the point is that these crystals can be healing elements that we bring into our lives and protect us against some negative energy.
Yes.
And to remind us to go within to become better people?
Exactly.
All right. So what other methods of healing are there? We talked about the sage and the cleansing, which you call smudging, and we talked about crystals. There's other ways that we can bring in peace and harmony into our lives, into our different areas of living, home, work, so on and so forth. What else can we do?
Well, you could come for a Reiki session, which I also am leaning towards calling it soul revival, which is basically like a massage without being touched. And it's just an energy conduit like myself, bringing you to the awareness of how energy moves through your body and having that energy move through and cleanse all of the stagnancies that linger around your energetic aura. It's like we hold on to all of these experiences that happen to us throughout our life, mental processes, emotional situations, traumatic situations that have happened to us. If we haven't properly moved and processed and cleared that energy, it will remain stagnant within our being. So by addressing it and allowing it to move, we give ourselves that freedom to move forward in life without dragging all of that energetic baggage with us.
And that's what people have a tendency to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if we wanted to do a Reiki session or buy a crystal, purchase a crystal or crystals, where would we go?
You could come see us at the Wonderstone Gallery on Dunmore Corners.
Okay, and it is a one-stop shop for unique gifts. You can also enroll in a yoga class.
Oh, yeah.
There's yummy beverages, right? And
or you could just come sit, read a book, hang out. We have mandalas. You can sit there and color and just relax.
Right. I saw someone on their laptop.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were just chilling there.
Yeah.
And it looked like a nice afternoon.
Come over
afternoon.
And steal your Wi-Fi.
Right. Okay. So there's a lot of spiritual products there. And you're located at Dunmore Corners.
Yes.
Wonderstone. Okay. And how does someone get in touch with you?
You could contact me by email at ekcollarini, C-O-L-L-A-R-I-N-I, @gmail.com. Or you may call or text me at 570-677-1283.
How does music affect us?
Music affects us just as any other energy. It's very important to pay attention to how you feel when you're listening to something. If it makes you really full of rage, or if it makes you feel beautiful, enlightened, and full of goosebumps, that says a lot. And that is one of the main things. People may not realize that what they listen to affects the energy of their mood.
Okay, so is there any certain type of music one would listen to that you would suggest? Some of the things that...
I would say if one's looking to find a lighter state of being, to listen to classical music like Beethoven or any of those other composers, where it's just beautiful harmony and beautiful music to bring a lightened element of peace. Otherwise, you know, I'm not against any specific genre of music, but if you're listening to something that is really hateful and mean, that's definitely not going to have a positive effect on your day or your demeanor. There are other tools also involving sound, like singing bowls or tinctures, which I have some here.
What are they called?
Tinctures.
Tinctures?
Yeah, I'll make the sound.
Nice.
By ringing a bell or ringing tinctures or playing a sound bowl, that brings a beautiful, pure vibration through the space. And that sound resonates through the space, and it helps to push out the stagnant energy.
Okay, so bells, chimes, singing bowls, high vibrational CDs. How about incense?
You can absolutely use incense, and I don't really think it matters on the scent of the incense. You could get into details about, you know, what organic versus chemicals and stuff like that. I would always say it's always better to go organic and natural with anything you're going to be burning or inhaling. But the main aspect is when you're coming from a pure state of heart-centered consciousness and you're intending to light some incense that smells wonderful to you, to bring that element of high vibrational energy to your space, so it will be.
So burn what you like to
burn
smell.
Burn what you like to smell.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Elise Collarini, 2 weeks in a row, we had a great time with you. Great discussion. Thanks for joining us.
It was so great to be here. Thank you so much.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 1129 Lackawanna Trail in Glen Burn Township for $142,000. This property, it's zoned commercial, and it's on a very busy road, and it has low taxis. There's plenty of parking in the front. Now, on the lower level, there's street-level access where there was a business at one time. So you could have the business on the first floor and live on the second. So if you're looking for a home that is also zoned commercial with plenty of off-street parking, give us a call about 1129 Lackawanna Trail in Glen Burn Township for $142,000. And that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors year-to-date statistics.
I love statistics.
Yes, I do too. So what is the median list price out there year to date? That is $154,900. That's up 4%. It's a 4% change from last year. At this time, median sales price is $133,000 year to date. That's up almost 13% from last year. Now, sold listings, number of sold listings year to date is down 1%.
How is that possible?
Right, because there's not as many homes
being
going.
Sold, that's right. Supply and demand.
Right, there's not as many new listings or active listings. So, but pending is up almost 2% year to date. And so we're down on the new listings year to date 6%. So that's why we see a little bit of a dip there on the sold number.
Yeah, but that would drive up price, right? Because supply and demand.
Well, there you go. Median sales price is up 13%.
There you go.
Okay. So, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.